are running behind time, which means you're only going to get me for about 10 minutes.
Oh.
Thank you. We're also going to ask the rest of the speakers to only speak for about 10 minutes. Faye is going to do a bing from the audience to try and remind people that we actually need to keep the time. What I thought I'd do is take you through the APU report. I'm not going to try and talk about the stuff that we've already spoken about. I will obviously miss out people. That's because I hate you and I don't care about what you're saying. So don't feel it's kind of just by accident. No, it's on purpose. Can we just skip over the copyright off this page here? I wanted to talk to you about some of the people who are currently standing for the board. I thought I'd actually go through the board chronologically. We started by having a meeting in Birmingham. We had a meeting in Birmingham because we were trying to work out where to put the office, because that was one of the considerations. We had a meeting in Birmingham because we wanted to try and partner with different organisations. So we went with the we again got a room for nothing in Birmingham, and we discussed strategy. And I suddenly found out I got six people who I'd never met before and actually seemed to be quite interesting and quite intelligent. I was wrong. The numbers, incredible numbers. I can remember saying when we got 350 million messages, we've now got 450 million people reading Wikipedia every month. That's incredible. We've now got four staff, we've got seven board members. Big numbers we've had going through the year. The next meeting we had was in Haifa. In Haifa, I just went along to give a nice presentation about the fun work that I'd done in Derby, and somebody said, by the way, did you know that the UK is not going to be allowed to run the fundraiser this year? I didn't even know that was happening. Suddenly I got to go and talk to the senior members of the foundation and try and work out what it was, speak to people in the UK, and suddenly our whole year was rearranged because we've got to handle that particular problem. Can we get through? Year in fundraising. £1 million. That is absolutely incredible. That is more money than we've ever raised before. Chris took this job on. He pretty much ran it on his own. The other thing that he came to us and said was, do you want to actually me to raise £1 million, or would you prefer me to try and raise direct debits, which is an extra complication in terms of legal fee stuff. It's an extra complication, and it'll probably reduce our target. He's managed to raise not only the money for this year, but probably most of the money for next year and the next years after that. Which means when you've got staff, it's very reassuring to know the fact that we're not going to have to sack them at the start of the because you actually know that we've actually got enough money to pay the rent and to pay the staff and to keep moving. So, Chris, well done. If you want to find out what we spent the time, can you get forward, please, Mike? This is a big, big event. I actually voted against this. I thought it was a big American plot to try and influence American law, and I thought we shouldn't actually do that. We should just switch off the American Wikipedia, and the British Wikipedia should continue on. I was wrong. This was an amazing deal. We switched it off for a day. The journalists weren't saying that rubbish information, finally we got rid of it. They were going, how on earth are we going to do our job? What are they teaching? Suddenly, we actually got to be, people don't make jokes about the, you know, the unrivalness of Wikipedia anymore, with, unless they're 70-year-old guys holding up one end of a pub or something. People who actually know about the internet know the fact that Wikipedia is mainly reliable and it's a good source of information. So thank you very much for that. In the media, one of the unknown tasks that Mike does and a guy called David Gerrard is handling the media. We get an awful lot of inquiries about this and about that, and did you know that the Queen's dead, and it's reported on this Wikipedia page. And they have to handle all that information and look after it, and it's a brilliant job that they do. So I would like to thank the media team. Thank you very much. And Stevie now, yes, we have staff to do this. Can we move on? GLAM. It's what the UK is known for. We are very good at GLAM. It's Liam who came over. Three of the board members actually arrived out of the British Museum event. Some of the key people I can see in the audience actually came from the British Museum event. We have done GLAM events in York, in Edinburgh, in, well, I think we've got one in Monmouth, in Derby, in Coventry, in Bristol. We've done them all. So we've actually, I think we were, we could have been accused of being Wikimedia London, I think at one point. And we've actually managed to drag ourselves out. We're doing events in Wales, we're trying to do events in Scotland. We're trying to make ourselves a bit more worthy of having that UK logo on the end of this. Building a legacy, our work in education. We've done work with, notably with Bristol University. I think I actually missed them off the awards this morning, and I do apologise to Bristol University. I apologise to Bristol University. we have done the Girl Geeks, which is outreach into, because we're mostly middle-aged blokes. It's nice to see the fact we're trying to diversify. That was one of the reasons why we've got a mixture of board members standing today, is because we realise that we do need to have a more diverse representation from the people who actually use Wikipedia.
Can I interrupt for a second and just say it's Fiona that deserves a credit for getting us involved with Girl Geeks?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Not only, she's also got a link to Manchester University, which is and it's Coventry University. Thank you very much, Fiona. Can we click forward? That's boring. Do you want to this one here is Ting Chen. When we had this news in Haifa, Jimmy came up to me and Jimmy said, I must come to a UK board meeting. And I'll bring along some other guy. I went and spoke to the other guy. The other guy turned up. Jimmy's still, we're still waiting for him to come. Maybe he'll come to the next board meeting. But Ting turned up. He flew in from Germany, came and saw us in the middle of nowhere, in a town called Derby. as Faye says, it brings tears to my eyes to read that, to realise the amount of work that the board have done this year. When you read that, this is a guy who's obviously talking with a very honest voice and saying we're one of the rising stars in the movement. I really feel that's absolutely great. So can I thank you, give a big clap, big round of applause to yourselves, but also to the board who've done a brilliant job, and particularly I'd like to mention Andrew Turvey. Turvey, stand up, sit down, Mr. Treasurer. He's been a major move in this movement. He's been a major driving force of our strategy for this year. Sadly, he's had to stand down, but he has done a wonderful job. So.
Maybe two.
Has anyone got a question?
We're saying that the report came out in record time.
It did indeed.
One person, Stevie.
Thank you very much, Steve.
I know you said at the beginning that you wouldn't have time to mention everybody.
Right.
And I'm going to believe that the reason you haven't mentioned one thing is because of your involvement in it. I'm also involved in it, but I think it is worth mentioning QRP specifically. Because it's a project started in the UK, it's gone around the globe,
okay,
and was nominated by UK trade and industry, former DTI, to be presented at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona.
I can boast about that then. Our co-creator of QRP again, at Derby, it's been in Russia and in
Argentina
Mumbai, the temples in Mumbai.
Somewhere in Iran, but we don't know where.
Yes.
If
you actually do the world map, we're in about 10% of the countries.
Hamburg, Amsterdam.
We have done an amazing amount of work with Albania. And I've travelled to Austria twice and Norway at the expense of other people to go and talk about the work that we do here in Albania. Any other questions? Let's go and try and go. Sorry.
I'd just like to thank you, Roger. You're the chairman, you did a great job, and I'm really impressed. So I know too modest to mention yourself, but I'd like to thank you.
Thanks very much. We need to go on with the agenda.